Every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m., yours truly, old lovable Jack Kirk.
And me, Nancy, who Jack calls Princess Nancy, will take you on a quick musical walk back in time with the music of the big band era.
And we also bring you some of the history of those times,
along with the information on local Lincoln area dance bands for your listening and dancing pleasure.
Why not join Nancy and me every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on When Music Was Music, right here on The Cross, KNNALP FM 95. 5.7.
You know, sometimes it feels like KNNA follows a path to a certain movie, though I can't quite place it. You know what I mean?
It means you've forgotten something.
The only problem is, I can't remember what I've forgotten.
It starts off that we're in a closet, well, not under the stairs, but near the stairs, and as time progresses, we end up in our own room. We even have computers that seem to work like magic.
One minute the glass was there, and then it was gone. It was like magic.
There's no such thing as magic.
What is that story? It's gotta be some sort of movie. Well, anyway, if it wasn't for your donations, we wouldn't be where we are today. But there is still a lot of work ahead of us, and you can help.
Do you have any idea how serious this is?
Please consider donating to The Cross by flying over to thecross957.org/donation. Or send a donation to 3825 Wildbriar Lane, Lincoln, Nebraska.
This week's church service is more than hymns and a sermon. Get a more in-depth study of this week's message with Pastor Poppy and Pastor Moline on Proclaiming the One. Tune in Sundays at 12 p.m., Wednesdays at 11 a.m., Fridays at 11 a.m., and again at 6 p.m., and Saturdays at 10 a.m. For past episodes on demand, go to thecross957.org/proclaiming the one.
Chupacabra, aliens, Bigfoot, Hayden Christensen, all elusive entities in the world. But those don't even compare to the mystery that lays hidden in plain sight. I moved to Nebraska to find the good life, only to find that it's not for everyone. I found myself in Lincoln, an unusually loud city in the fall, especially on Saturdays. Most of the year, however, people sometimes keep to themselves. That all changed in 2016.
Look, shh, shh, did you hear that?
What was it?
Shh.
You can't run from this.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Talk radio.
They seem nice, but don't buy it. It gets real Game of Thrones around here.
This doesn't make any sense.
Alternative rock.
This is tearing us all apart!
Oh, hey, what's up? I'm a superhero.
A KNNA production presents...
We're running out of time!
Too late!
No!
Off on a Tangent, Saturday evenings at 7.
You're not afraid of the dark, are you?
Chuck Norris doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants. The sun doesn't set. It runs when it sees Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris isn't afraid of the dark. The dark is afraid of Chuck Norris. There is only one thing Chuck Norris is afraid of, and that's not downloading the free KNNA app on his mobile device. The app doesn't download Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris downloads the KNNA app.
I'm Pastor Dreyer from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's a graduate school that serves the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in preparing men and women to serve within the church. More particularly, we prepare men for the pastoral ministry, as well as ladies for the serve as deaconesses within our congregations. Our overall mission statement is that we exist for servants of Jesus Christ, who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all. If you want further information, feel free to give us a call at area code 260-452-2155. Peace be with you.
Six, seven, eight.
everybody out there in Radio Land. Welcome to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. How is everybody tonight?
You know, living the life.
Living the life. Living the life.
Living the life of being overworked and underpaid. No, I'm just kidding.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Oh, heavens. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so full of, like, witty retort tonight. You're going to be...
I know. I love it, though. It makes... I mean, honestly, I think everybody loves it.
It's so sarcastic.
Okay, at least our listeners.
Yeah. A.K.A. our parents.
Yep.
Oh, sometimes Lisa's there.
We're just kidding. We want to thank you all for joining us this evening. Oh, Ashley.
I know, I'm messing.
I know. Are you ready for some more snow this weekend?
I am. Because I don't have to go out in it. I'd rather happen now than during the work week because I don't know what to do with myself. I mean, because I still have to work, but then I have to remember to bring all my stuff from the office.
Well, yeah.
That's a lot of stuff. You should see my trunk right now.
Yeah. Oh, so. I don't think I want to. I know how much stuff you cart around in your car for work and everything. Oh, my Lanta.
I'm excited it's happening towards the end of the weekish.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's supposed to start tomorrow morning. And then kind of carry on. We're not getting.
It's not
going to
be a snowmageddon. No, it was.
It's not.
I think at one point they were like 18 inches,
like
24
inches. Yeah.
I was like, sweet,
72 inches.
Right. And now it's like 2 to 4.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Well, my Aunt Peg.
I mean, I would love to do that, and then just to see your kid's face, it go, like all 24 inches of snow.
I don't know.
She would disappear. That would be so funny. Just to watch her little face.
Trying to walk through it and making tunnels.
I'm not. I wouldn't scoop it though. So hopefully your husband's going to get up early enough to handle that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tonight's show is going to be a little bit different than what we usually do. I mean, not too terribly different. There are some songs that we're going to play that are not from Broadway shows, but they should be, I guess.
Yeah.
And, but the two people who put the show together tonight for us was one of them being me, and the other one being my dad.
Yeah,
so
I'm excited. It's going to be a surprise. I honestly just like printed the schedule right before I left my office. I haven't even really read it yet. So
yeah, and I changed some of it. So you know,
so
it works.
I really
don't
know why I have
tweaked,
a schedule.
Whatever.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
it
just
really doesn't
fly by the seat of our pants. Yeah. I'm into it.
Just look at the screen behind me.
Yeah,
you can see what's going on.
And this time I don't have my contacts in, so I can actually see it.
Oh,
I won't make like googly
fantastic.
Eyes at you.
Oh, that's good. Usually she like squints her eyes at me, and like it almost looks
I'll
like
make
she's
eyeballs
winking
at
me.
You. Yeah,
it's the weirdest thing
it's
and most
not.
Creepy
it's
thing ever.
I can't
it's
see
okay.
the TV behind her head. That has the schedule.
Yeah, or like she's glaring at me, like she hates me. Like I've done something wrong, and I'm sitting here like, what did I do wrong? I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, that's not it.
Yeah.
I just can't see. I'm blind.
Yeah.
My contacts are for up close, not far away.
So because my dad and I put this together, I am dedicating this entire show to my dad.
Yeah.
I played songs that he chose himself, songs that I think, you know, talk about me and my dad and the kind of person that he is. So,
well, and I was really surprised because I know we had talked about that was going to be the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yo, like, pick whatever.
Yeah.
Just throw in whatevs. I don't even care.
As
long as it's family.
Broadway.
As long as it's family friendly.
Exactly.
Have at it. I don't even care if it's not in our theme. So I'm impressed that, like, majority of it, granted, though, it's probably changed, but majority of the stuff
is
Broadway.
Actually, all of this, except
it's
for, like,
got
four
taste.
Or five songs is Broadway. So very excited, everybody. We're going to start off with two songs back to back and... They are lengthy. We apologize. One of them being 7 minutes. But bear with us. Here are two songs from Hello, Dolly.
Before the parade passes by. Before it all moves on. And only I'm left. Before the parade passes by. I've got to get in step while there's still time left. I'm ready to move out in front. Life without life has no reason or rhyme left. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I wanna hold my head up high. I need a goal again. I need a drive again. I wanna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade. Before the parade passes by, I've gotta go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I've gotta get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my. Looking swell. I can tell, Danny, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the bands playing one of my old favorite songs from way back when. So bridge that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas.
To be back.
Are you looking swell?
Thank you, Louis.
Dolly,
I can tell.
Does it show?
Dolly, you still blowing, you still crowing, you still
going strong.
I feel the room swing and the band play one of our
songs.
So
it was my favorite.
Show some snap, fellas. Find an empty love. Dolly will never go away again.
Well, hello, darling. Well, hello, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell. Woo!
Mackerel.
That
was lots
a long
of
time.
Barbara. Barbara.
Barbara.
Barbara. They're coming for you, Barbara. I love Night of the Living Dead. It's such a... Anyways, that is clearly not what we just played. Sorry.
So completely the opposite.
We played Hello Dolly from Hello Dolly, and we played Before the Parade Passes By from Hello Dolly. Mm-hmm. Both sung by Barbara Streisand and a little bit of Louis Armstrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that his last?
It was.
His last.
It was the last like movie that he ever performed in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty cool. Yeah. Louis. Yeah. You know, a funny thing about that movie is Walter Matthau and absolutely hated Barbara Streisand. He wanted nothing to do with her. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And he would, like, you would never know in the movie. I mean, it just, you know, they had really good on-screen, you know, chemistry and things
like that.
Was it
because she's a diva?
Yeah.
Which you don't really think she is a diva, but I think she is. Like, if you read those reports, you know, she does, like, concerts and stuff. What she requires.
Yeah.
Very diva-esque.
Yeah, exactly. So, but
I like
just,
it. I like
he just didn't care for her and her style and stuff, but they made a great movie. Heck of a great movie.
Way to be good actors then.
I know, right? Exactly.
I don't know if I could do that. If I don't like someone, trust. You will know. Because I cannot hide it.
Nope. The next song we have up here is one that my dad also requested. It is the final sequence from Man of La Mancha.
Oh, yeah.
With Don Quixote and his passing. And so anyways, my dad had chose this. This is an 8-minute long song.
I like your style, Al. You chose all long ones. So less talking. Is it like a hint to
us?
I
think so. Wait, Dad. Yeah. Are you implying that we
talk
you
a
would
lot?
Rather listen to music than hear our chatter?
No.
But in this, it has a lot of commentary, or not commentary, but a lot of the dialogue from the actual musical itself. So here it is, Man of La Mancha.
Come closer, girl. Now then, what is it you want?
Don't you know me?
Should I?
I am Aldonza.
I am sorry. I do not recall anyone of that name.
Please, my lord.
Why do you say my lord? I am not a lord.
You are my lord. Quixote.
Don Quixote? You must forgive me. I have been ill. I am confused by shadows. It is possible I knew you once, but I do not remember.
Please try to remember.
Is it so important?
Everything. My whole life. You spoke to me, and everything was different.
I spoke to you?
And you looked at me. And you called me by another name. Dulcinea. Dulcinea. Once you found a girl and called her Dulcinea.
And perhaps it was not a dream.
You spoke of a dream and about the quest.
Quest?
How you must fight. And it doesn't matter whether you win or lose, if only you follow the quest.
The words. Tell me the words.
To dream. The impossible dream. But they're your own words. To fight the unbeatable foe. Don't you remember? To bear with unbearable sorrow. You must remember to run where the brave dare not go.
To right the unrightable wrong. To love, pure and chaste, from afar.
Yes.
To try, when your arms are too weary. To reach the unreachable star.
Oh, thank you, my lord.
But this is not seemly, my lady. On thy knees to me.
Oh, my lord, you are not well.
Not well? What is sickness to the body of a knight-errant? What matter wounds? For each time he falls, he shall rise again. And woe to the wicked! Sancho!
Hear your grace!
My armor! My sword!
More misadventures!
Adventures, old friend! Oh, the trumpets of glory now call me to ride. Yes, the trumpets are calling to me. And wherever I ride, ever staunch at my side, my squire and my lady shall be. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. Our destiny calls.
is dead. My master is dead.
A man died. He seemed a good man. But I did not know him.
But
Don Quixote is not dead. Believe, Sancho. Believe.
Aldonza.
My name is Dulcinea.
Domine, Domine, qui sostine me.
Under authority of the Holy Office of the Inquisition, by reason of certain offenses committed against His Majesty's Most Catholic Church, the following is summoned to give answer. Don Miguel de Cervantes.
Well,
it was super long.
It was super, well, I mean.
I feel the need now to go watch it. Okay. I don't know if I've watched that in its entirety.
I haven't myself, actually. Thank you, Dad, for picking the final sequence from the Man of La Mancha.
Yeah.
I had actually never listened to that part of it, honestly. Like, I mean, I've heard, you know, I've listened to songs here and there from the album and everything,
I
but
love
I hadn't
some
actually
of the music from it.
Yeah, me too.
So dramatic. Mm-hmm. And I like dramatic music. I think you can always tell
because
which ones
Ashley's
I've
full
picked.
Of drama, so.
Yeah. Duh. Girl. Drama with the flare of sparkles and glitter.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM.
Papa, do you think I'm odd?
My daughter, odd? Where did you get an idea like that?
I don't know. It's just that, well, people talk.
Well, they talk about me, too. No, we're not odd, it's true. No family could be saner, except one uncle who, well, maybe let that pass. In all you say or do, you couldn't make it plainer. You are your mother's daughter, therefore you are class.
So I should just accept I'm simply not like them.
They are the common herd, and you can take my word. You are unique, creme de la creme. No matter what you do, I'm on your side. And if my point of view is somewhat misty-eyed, there's nothing clearer in my life than what I wish and feel for you. And that's a lot, no matter what.
No matter what they say, you make me proud. I love the funny way you stand out from the
my intention, my invention shows the world out there one day just what we've got.
No matter what.
Now some may say all fathers just exaggerate.
That every daughter's great.
You are.
And every daughter tends to say her father's top.
And quite rightly. No matter what the pain, we've come this far. I pray that you remain exactly as you are. This really is a case of father knowing best.
And daughter too.
ever strange.
Don't ever change.
You're all I've got. No matter what.
No matter what. That was Belle and her father Maurice singing together from the Beauty and the Beast, the Broadway show from back in 1994.
Yeah. They need to come out with a new tour of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it didn't because of the live action.
I know.
Because
it would
all
have
the
been
live
like
action,
a big
like,
kickoff, you know? Yeah. Like Aladdin's touring a lot. Because mm-hmm.
that's coming out. And then yep. Well, Lion King's always out.
Well, yeah, that's been touring
so that doesn't
for
count.
Years. So.
Oh, did you hear?
I don't know.
Alan Menken.
Yes.
Who wrote the music for Hunchback of Notre Dame, which I always call it Notre Dame.
Yeah. I know because
don't know why.
Because the
that's,
team. That's just what
just,
you do.
Yeah. I can't myself.
Nope. I agree.
Anyway, supposedly the rumor is he is writing the music for the live action Hunchback of Notre Dame.
What?
Which then you have to ask, who's going to play Quasi?
I don't know.
Got a phone call. But anyway, well, let's just go ahead and play the next one since I don't really know what it is, so she's always surprising me with the...
I'm sorry. I answered it because Lisa always... Okay, it was Lisa. Lisa always listens to our show.
Yeah.
And so she called and I'm like, oh, man, are we not on live? Are we, like, not up? Like, is something going wrong that she can't hear us or something going wrong? So that's why I answered. Nope, she was just calling to see how I was. She's going
to say hi. Lisa, come on.
I love it. I am so sorry about that. Okay, so live action Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame,
whatever. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, I would just say, I don't know who was going to play Quasi.
Yeah.
They didn't say. They just
that's
said.
Interesting.
Right? There's him and another guy, which I feel bad that I don't remember who he is, but I just saw Alan Menken. I was like, no.
Yeah.
So he's writing Little Mermaid. He's writing this. I mean, is there anything the man can't do?
No.
And how many shows is he going to work on at once?
I know. Seriously.
And I'll be happy as long as Little Mermaid comes out first, because I'm a little bit like on pins and needles. Waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome. So excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then who are they going to do? Gargoyles. Anyway, side note. Sorry. This is like my head. Like, you know.
It's all going to be computer generated, I bet.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
I know. That's
I don't know. I know. Next one is called Sunrise Sunset from Fiddler on the Roof. I know we played it last week, but...
Yeah, it was different.
That was different.
That
it
was.
Wasn't.
That was Carol Burnett singing it on her one of her albums.
Exactly. And so this one is actually from Fiddler on the Roof.
This
which
is one of
my
top
dad,
10.
Yep.
Yeah.
And dad really likes Fiddler on the Roof.
Man's got good taste.
Exactly. When I asked him what Broadway shows he likes, he was talking about Hello Dolly, Man of La Mancha, and Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, so, buddy.
Here we go.
Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play?
I don't remember growing older. When did they?
When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be this tall?
Wasn't it yesterday when they were small?
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly.
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly.
What words of wisdom can I give them? How can I help to ease their way?
That was Sunrise, Sunset from Fiddler on the Roof.
Which is one of Ashley's favorite musicals.
It is. I have seen that one actually in, or on, as a Broadway play. Well, not Broadway, but on stage.
Like a touring one, or did you see it?
No. You know, I don't remember. I was young enough that I honestly don't remember.
Oh.
I just remember seeing it.
Yeah.
So I honestly have no idea, but it was really good though. I was excited about it. So I don't know. But I'm into it. I love that movie.
Yeah. No, it's a good movie. Yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. You know what else movie what other movie I like?
Which one?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
You absolutely hate that. I saw that in theater. I don't know why I was thinking about that. But I saw that in theater with my dad years, moons ago. Moons and moons and moons ago.
Moons, years. Got it.
Yeah, moons and years. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that movie.
I know you don't. You started with the first one. You won't watch it to this day.
Nope. Saw the first one, scared the bejeebies out of me, and because I was really little. Well, not like that little, but I was.
I mean, yeah, we weren't little, but I mean, we were young and for a movie where the dinosaurs eat people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that night, I think it stormed, and I at the time lived near a train track.
No.
And I was like convinced the dinosaurs were going to come eat me. I don't know what it was. Because that was the time I was still, like, believed that there was things underneath the bed that were going to get me. You know, that was
well,
that time frame.
I believe that. That's why I tucked
convinced.
My feet into my bed.
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, nope. And then ever since then, it's the same with Gremlins.
Oh, yeah.
Don't like them.
Yeah.
And then the movie It, the old one, the original one.
Yeah, the OG.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, that
that's
one
why I don't like
even,
clowns.
Like, that one doesn't even, like, scare me, and it never has.
Yeah, but you like scary
the
movies.
The new one. But even
you're weird.
Then, but even then, scary movies scare me. Like,
do they?
Oh, okay. So, Dad and I went with my sister and one of her friends, and we went and saw, blanking. What is it?
Paranormal Activity.
Yes, Paranormal Activity.
Because I knew you always talk about how that one is semi-relievable.
And Dad and my sister make fun of me because I slept for a solid week with the lights on because that movie scared me half to death. I mean, it was, and I lived by myself in my first apartment all by myself, and it was just, it was not good. Not good. You know, my dad and I went and got that apartment together. Like, he went with me when I went to go fill out my application and talk to them and put a deposit down. It was my very first apartment all by myself.
Yay!
It was kind of cool. It was really cool, actually. The next couple songs we got coming up, we got Queen.
Yay!
And we're going to play those back to back.
Which, tell them what we did.
We edited.
Last weekend.
Oh, we totally, Ashley and I went to Bohemian Rhapsody, the sing-along.
Yeah.
At 9:50 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah,
it was Friday night.
Friday, Saturday, a Monday, a Tuesday, and it was U.S. wide.
Yep.
And it was like a, a marketing ploy that Queen used. Not that they really stink and need it. I mean, come on.
No, definitely not.
The movie is just doing awesome. But anyway, they decided, well, let's do it. I don't know if they were trying to do like a little Rocky Horror Picture Show moment.
Yeah.
You know, trying to like do that. I mean, we couldn't like throw food at the stage.
And then there was like four other people.
There was.
Five,
and
six,
I don't think, I mean, we sung a little bit, but I don't think we like, we had talked about how we were going to get up in the aisle and do a
dance. I think we were all so tired.
But it was so late at night. Oh, I'm so
old.
It
was.
I had no energy. Yeah. We all went in sweats and I had a blanket. I was like ready to, and it was snowing that night.
Yeah.
It started.
And yeah.
We were.
It was good though, seeing it for a second time, because there were things that I missed. There were things that I missed in it when I saw it the first time, like, because my dad and I went to go see it. Mm-hmm. We went and saw Bohemian Rhapsody, and then I saw it again with you guys, and there were just these little bits and pieces, like these Easter eggs I was picking up on, and I was like, no way. That's hilarious. I love this, you know? So
so it didn't have all the words at the bottom of the screen?
No, it did not. Dad and I did not
go
to the sing-along.
That highlighted as the words came up in the song?
No. No. Okay. So
didn't make sense.
No, it's okay. Right now, we've got... well, you know what? To make sure that we have time for everything, I am going to play just one Queen song.
Okay.
I know. The show's gone by really fast. Dad had to pick, you know, super long songs. Thanks, Dad.
Well, I think it's more of a little message to you that you talk too much now.
Yep,
and that
exactly.
I'm perfect.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a little bit of Radio Gaga.
We'll be right back.
Radio Gaga. Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, that was good.
I don't know. It's just one of my favorite Queen songs, and Dad was okay with me playing that. So I asked him if he wanted me to play some Queen, and I played Queen.
If it wasn't against radio rules, we could just play the whole album.
Seriously, actually, just have an entire Bohemian Rhapsody night,
right? We could pick almost any movie. I would be excited about, like, you know, The Greatest Showman.
No,
done.
Seriously,
we could have that one friend of yours that always he wants to be Hugh Jackman. Why can't I remember his name?
Oh, Russell.
Russell. Yep. There we go. We could have Russell up here.
I know we need to have just Russell up here. Mine, actually,
right? Woo!
We do. So that ends our show that, like I said, I dedicated to my loving father, and who helped me put everything together. And so
it was nice. I didn't do any of it.
For once, Ashley didn't have to do any of it.
Yeah, I liked it. You should do more of this.
Anyways, we want to thank everybody who took out, you know, took their time out of their busy days and busy schedules to listen to our show this evening. Or if you're listening to this as a replay, thank you all very, 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 very much.
Yeah.
Ashley and I appreciate everybody who listens in. And don't forget, we're here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes.
And big shout out once again to my dad.
Yep.
And how much I love you, and you are legitimately the most amazing dad in the entire world.
Yep. We love you.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, say, well, we're going to close the show
so
on
so we're
going to
close
another.
The show on another song for Dad.
Yep.
And this one is not from a musical. This one is Sunshine on My Shoulders by the lovely and amazing John Denver.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine sunshine all the while. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes. Sunshine.